it's a bootlegger.
You're right, Sean.
So easy to get a license. And you'd be perfectly welcome. But unfortunately, without a license, you're not allowed on the repeaters. So, you know, Jack, how's everything? I'm not going to be in here long. I just heard that. And I'm eating. I got this. I went to Del Taco. I never go there. My wife likes their fries, and she wanted fries. So I got a epic burrito. Oh, my God. Have you ever gotten an epic burrito from Del Taco?
But I eat a taco a lot of times.
This burrito must weigh 5 pounds, and I mean it's not particularly good or particularly bad. It's just, you know, it's just a fast food burrito, but good God, is it huge! All right, we're gonna get back to it. WRUU 850 after yours.
Bravo, Sean. Take care. WRUU
488
clear.
WRUU 601. Sean, if I could just pick your brain for a hot second. I know you're trying to eat your burrito. I have a small local repeater. Would you recommend a DB408 antenna or a Station Master antenna?
Well, it depends on what kind of support you have for it. A Station Master is going to be bigger than a 408. A Station Master is going to probably be similar to like a DB420 or a DB416. You know, they're both great antennas. They really are, for a given length. You have to decide how much whatever you're going to use to hold it up can support. You know, things like a DB420 and a Super Station Master, you know, they are large, 26-foot long, heavy antennas, so, you know, you're not going to put them up on a TV mast or anything. If you've got the mounts for them, obviously those are the way to go. If you have less than that, then you could throttle back to something else. There's a lot of ways you can go, but it depends on the, you know, where you're putting it, how high up you're going to be with it, what the goal is, the design is. You know, if this is a small, low-power backyard repeater, then I wouldn't even worry. I wouldn't even bother with those kind of antennas, unnecessary expense and whatnot. So really, it depends on what your goal is and what the hardware is you're running with it.
I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your time. I've got a MTR 2000 repeater with the duplexer, and I'm just, this is a local thing right now. I've just got a FG series fiberglass antenna just on like a TV mast. I have a much better robust mast I'm getting ready to put up. I was just looking at a better quality antenna.
Yeah, so that's a great repeater. You're all set there. You know, you start getting into the commercial, you know, the Station Masters or the DB series antennas, and you start to get a lot of weight, so you're gonna need to address your mounting solution. There are other ways you can go. You know, if it's gonna be on TV mast, you know, in the house or something like that, then you might want to consider looking at like a diamond or something like that. We don't then generally do those in commercial installations because you know, they're difficult to get to at great expense. So they have to be able to weather the most adverse and severe weather situations and wind situations. Whereas if you're not going to be up that high and you can, you know, take it down and put it up yourself if something were to happen, you could certainly get away with something like a, you know, like a Diamond X500 or something like that, you know, which would work really good for you. So although that's a ham, you know, you might want to get something more designed for the GMRS service. So, but Yeah. If you get the location for the antenna, then I'd recommend, you know, then certainly, you know, look into one of them bigger, heavier commercial jobbies. But if it's going to be something you can get access to all the time, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I've got a, for a while I was running on one of my ham repeaters, I was running a Hustler G6 UHF, G6440, and that antenna worked remarkably well for what it was. Very rugged little antenna. So those are pretty nice too. So, but anyhow, I am going to get to my burrito, and you know, maybe we talk more about it in the future. WRUU850.
I appreciate your input. WRWW601 clear. Thanks, Joe.